And one of the things, too, John, that I heard all day was that whoever this pope was going to be, that he would have been a Benedictine. Now, what is that? And, of course, now I'm told that now this pope was not a Benedictine. However, he takes a name very similar to that, and that's why so many people are saying another prophecy has been fulfilled.
Well, he's not a Benedictine, but he is definitely a great admirer of the great Saint Benedict, who lived, was a patriarch of Western monks who lived way back in the 547, and he's the man who created the Monte Cassino monastery, notoriously famous for being bombed in the Great Battle of Monte Cassino in World War II. But he was born in 480 and died around 547 A.D. And he is the great, he's considered to be the man who created the monastic systems of the Christian faith, and had much to do with creating rules and regulations as well as a form of listening. I mean, his name means good listener, good speaker, bene, dict. And he was the man who created the was very influential in creating the modern Western world as from a spiritual context. So when you know also that the mentor to Cardinal Ratzinger, the current new pope, was Paul VI, who turned Saint Benedict into the patron saint of Europe, I can predict with pretty sure confidence that Benedict XVI will attempt to restore many people leaving the church in Europe back to the Catholic Church. That will be his major effort in his attempt to be a great listener. A lot of people will hope that he also hears what they have to say. And he will try, because the Catholic populations in Europe have been dwindling fast. Of course, there are also many people who believe that his past existence as what used to be called the Grand Inquisitor, the head of doctrine and faith, the Congregation of Doctrine and Faith, was the enforcer of John Paul II's rather conservative interpretation of theology.
John, would you agree that St. Malachi, when he made these predictions, he started, I guess, apparently after the death of Innocent II, in that apparently he named exactly 112 popes from that time on until the end. Is that true? Is that accurate?
Yes, he did. At least it's been purported that it was from St. Malachi. However, there is a possibility that since these documents did not resurface until a famous Benedictine historian, Dom Weon, created the history of the Benedictine order, he inserted these prophecies in a couple pages in this huge tome on the Benedictines, mistakenly calling St. Malachi a Benedictine. He was a Cistercian. The founding saint of that was St. Bernard, who was a very close friend of St. Malachi.
Because apparently these prophecies weren't found until what, 1590?
1590.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, it is a bit suspicious to see how one can find all these mottos up to that point, up to the last 36 mottos, up to 1590, that just basically hit spot on. I tell you, from over 30 years of studying prophetic traditions of the world, there is no such thing as 100% average in prophecy.
No, I know.
If that's the case, if things are written in stone and so dead and static, then the present that creates that future would be equally dead and static, and it isn't.
Well, let's assume for just a split moment here, John, that maybe there was some forgery going on here, or a hoax.
Up to
1590, but from 1590 up to now, wasn't there still accuracy?
Well, this is why it wasn't what would be usually called a hoax, but something that you commonly see in many spiritual writers of many religions, where the style of the writing changes because another man under the name of some famous illustrious prophet, and Malachi did make his own predictions in his own time other than this set of mottos, whoever this person is, they've used the great prophet as a pseudonym and this person, I contest, is a great prophet in his own right.
In his own right. Now, it was not Nostradamus.
No. Okay. He had been dead since over 40 years after these arrived. It could be Wion himself, the man who wrote this great Benedictine book, or it could have been Cacionius, another commentator that it was commented on in this book. But it could be somebody who remains anonymous. But one thing that's remarkable about this man, even though certainly the focus, as I show in my book, The Last Pope, you can see in a chart how the focus of his prophecies dramatically changes after they're published. But unlike hoaxers, these prophecies remain 80% accurate, which is one of the finest accuracy rates I've ever seen in any prophetic tradition. So, is it Malachi? Probably not. Is it a false prophet? No. He is a real prophet, whoever this mystery man was, under the name of St. Malachi, and he gets more accurate as he comes into our time.
Is there a message in the particular name of this new pope, Pope Benedict XVI?
Well, this day is a day of just trying to reckon many things. For instance, there are some messages I'm still trying to just absorb, the onslaught of information that has come from this, and certainly we also have not seen his coat of arms yet, which I would imagine in the next week shall surface, and it's very important in the prophecies of St. Malachi, because many of the people's coat of arms have been described. To give you an example, Paul VI, who made Benedict the patron saint of Europe, was called Flos Florum, flower among flowers. And his coat of arms had a fleur-de-lis with two fleur-de-lis behind it. That's a classic Malachian motto situation. So I am very keen to see. I know some reader just recently tried to say that maybe the Olivetians were part of the Benedictines, and it was another name for the Benedictines, but so far as I look at my own research, I think the Olivetians are a completely separate group. I'm just trying to absorb the flood of information, some of it erroneous, some of it urban legends, and the thing that I find most interesting, which I'd like to get back to, is this, and I may have to wait till the break to really get into this deeply, but the reason why a pope chooses a name is always very, very significant and has many layers.